This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Shockingly, that's the Andy Fry Show. It's always nice to have Ryan Wiggins' version of our intro on the show that we have wonderful friends and partners and sponsors like Todd Sivia in the studio to hear that what he's investing in. That's great. Todd?
Why do we choose to do that when we have sponsors in?
It's like the time we do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if we thought that through. Todd?
Last week, Mike Kehoe was on.
That's what I heard. I wasn't here. We have the governor of Missouri, yeah. Todd Sivia, and we're like, let's put our best foot forward. Or not. Todd, thanks for being in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate you. It is Todd Sivia of Sivia Law, my friend. I've done my full trust, my estate planning with Todd Sivia. Is this, I know you said the end of the year is a busy time at Sivia Law because you're waiting on some completions and rulings or whatever it is in the court system. What's it like in February?
Oh, February is a little slow,
yeah,
and that's typical because everybody's kind of waiting for their tax refund check.
Mm-hmm.
And once that tax refund check, we usually get a lot of appointments.
Well, I want people
which
to,
is, you know,
right about now.
Right about now.
I've gotten my federal and my Missouri, and I'm, of course, shockingly, waiting on Illinois right now. If you're interested,
shocking.
Yeah, exactly. I think I got it. I filed in February last year. I think I got it in July.
Nice.
This is very complicated. If you're interested in reaching out to Todd Sivia, he's in Missouri and Illinois, you can call him directly at 833-995-WILL, 833-995-WILL. You can visit him on SiviaLaw.com right now to kind of poke around his website and see how he can help you with your estate planning needs, any elder law concerns you have. Also works with special needs, real estate, personal injury, business, and online forms. All of that at SiviaLaw.com. You're in here to play X's and O's, Todd, and you are here against our very, very best Julia Bears.
Look out.
Yes.
This is going to be...
Have you played? You've played before. Haven't
I haven't.
You? Really?
Really?
No.
Never.
I can't believe that.
I always somehow got out of it.
Not today. You're the only one here.
Nope. I actually am.
So I'm going to turn it over to Ryan Wiggins, who is the host of X's and O's here on Friday, and Todd is going to be facing off against Julia. We haven't played X's and O's for a while, so let's start from square one, so to speak.
I see. Very good.
And let's tell our competitors and listeners what we're about to do.
Okay, so what we have is a tic-tac-toe board with squares numbered 1 through 9 on it. You, Todd, and you, Julia, will be looking to get tic-tac-toes, X's and O's, that's the name of the game. But you don't stop at one tic-tac-toe. You keep playing until all the squares are filled. And there could be multiple tic-tac-toes, there could be none, and then it would go to a tiebreaker, who has the most squares, things like that. But every square has a corresponding question. Brad and Annie are your experts on the week's events, which is what this mostly is. And you will ask one of them to answer for you, and then they will answer, and you will simply agree or disagree for the square. So that's
okay.
How you play.
Okay.
All right. So let's get our drummer going here. It's been a while. Thank you, Todd. You can just do that the whole time if you could, please. Ah, there we go. All right, our drummer is here, and so I think, did we determine who's going first or no?
Todd's going first.
Oh.
Show me your ways.
Well, I think we determined that Todd was going first because we figured you had played before, but barely not, so Todd, you're still going first.
It's okay. Todd.
All right, which square do you want, Todd, and then which person do you want to answer that question for?
Oh, let's go with number seven.
Number seven, a man of strategy. Oh. And Brad or Annie answering this question for you?
Let's go with Annie.
Okay. Annie, earlier this week, some phonies stormed a city hall claiming to be employees of Doge, demanding documents related to waste and fraud. They were, of course, faking it, and once law enforcement got involved, they fled. Which city hall did they demand to see documents from?
San Francisco. Francisco.
Francisco.
One of the questions in Ask Me Anything is how often do you quote movies? Not too often.
So,
agree or disagree?
That would have been probably all over the news if I would have seen that. So,
I'm not asking whether or not the question's real. The question is real.
No, if it was San Francisco, maybe they probably would have published it, but maybe disagree.
Disagree. Unfortunately, the answer is San Francisco.
Ooh.
That was correct.
So you get it out.
Okay. Which means Julia gets the square.
And seven.
Obviously, I wasn't paying attention.
To Todd Sivia's point, yeah. I didn't know about that story either, but somehow or another, Ryan Wiggins slipped it in the middle of our conversations this week.
Yes.
So it really...
It wasn't headline news.
I have a theory. You put together X's and O's, and then you just try to bring them up through the week.
far off. I would say a good half of these are things that I was like, hey... You ever heard of this crazy news story out of Los Angeles?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember the name. No, okay, I'm not going to say anymore. Julia, it's your turn.
Okay.
Turn.
Brad, you're up.
Okay. Which square?
Oh, I will take three.
Which is the top right?
Number three. All right, you have stumbled into AI.
Fort Knox.
Whoops.
The fabled Fort Knox.
There it is.
Make sure the gold is there.
All right. You can tell we haven't done this in a while.
Is that Snoop Dogg?
Hang on now.
I don't answer the question yet, Brad.
You have stumbled into AI.
There you go.
Hey, all right. This is a real clip
from
the week.
Julia's like, now I know why I've never done this before.
This is a real clip from the week, run through artificial intelligence. So it won't sound like the person talking, but you guys tell me, who said this?
We're going to go to Fort Knox, the fabled Fort Knox, and make sure the gold is there.
Who said that this week? Brad.
Oh, I've got to answer this.
So you're saying the voice was artificial intelligence.
So that wasn't
actually... So she recognized the voice.
Yes.
That's...
It was a fake Snoop Dogg reading a real quote.
From a real person.
Who is the real person?
Mm. Okay. We're going to go to Fort Knox. Well, the only people that have been talking about it besides us has been everybody. So... I think, but when everybody gets talking about it, it's because Donald Trump said something. So I'm going with Donald Trump.
Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Here's who said it.
But we're going to go to Fort Knox.
There you go, Julia.
Sure the gold is there.
There it is. Go to Fort Knox. Make sure the gold is there. All right. That is another O. Todd, it is time to catch up. Where would you like to go on the board?
I think I got to go with number five.
I think you might be right. And who is going to answer that question for you?
Let's go with Brad.
All right.
Brad, you have the day's first audio whoopee.
Whoopee.
All right. On Wednesday, Howard Lutnick appeared on Fox News stating that the president's goal was to abolish the IRS.
The fill in the blank.
Well, think about it. Donald Trump announces the Internal Revenue Service, and his goal is very simple, to abolish. His goal is to abolish the Internal Revenue Service and let all the outsiders pay. I mean, this is someone who is focused on America.
All right. What agency is Howard Lutnick the secretary of?
Mm. Oh, man.
Mm.
I should know this, but I don't know this. The Department of Defense.
The Department of Defense is going to abolish the IRS.
You go, Pete Hegseth. Do your thing.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I disagree with
that. That's the right choice. So you get your middle square there.
Sweet.
Commerce.
Yes, it is. He's a Secretary of Commerce. That is correct.
For the block.
For the block.
Ooh.
Julia, is back to you. You're on the offense still. Where would you like to go?
I'm going
to
go with my girl, Annie.
And square?
And square.
Let's go with one.
Okay.
Number one. Number one.
Okay.
Number
okay.
One.
Okay.
All right, Billy
okay.
Madison.
Okay.
This is the other audio whoopee of the day.
Whoopee.
All right. This is actually a throwback to Senator Chuck Schumer pre-Super Bowl.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say 90s pop.
No, no, we'll get there.
Okay.
This is Chuck Schumer a couple weeks ago, but it was a very, very famous clip, and I just couldn't move away from it. He was suddenly very worried about prices after 4 years of barely mentioning them. He was concerned about certain products' prices in particular.
It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico. If you have pizza, it's going to affect the cost of...
What product was he very concerned that it was going to affect you for Super Bowl?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Hmm.
Agree or disagree, Julia?
I'm going to agree.
Here's the answer.
It's going to affect beer, avocados, both from Mexico. If you have pizza, it's going to affect the cost of cheese.
Oh!
That was a guess, dang it. Sorry.
Oh, that one goes back to Todd. And now we got a game. That was number one.
Number one.
Oh, we got a real game now.
No.
Yes. Todd, now what is the board saying?
Help me.
Help me.
Which square, Todd?
All right. You know, Brad helped me out the last time, so let's go with Brad.
All right.
Okay, which square?
Nine.
Bottom right for the tic-tac-toe?
Yeah.
Okay, this would be the first one of the game. You have stumbled into AI.
AI.
This is a real quote from the week, run through AI. Won't sound like the person. Tell me, Brad, who said this?
My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one.
Well, I'm glad I pulled this audio clip. That's the governor of Illinois. That's J.B. Pritzker.
That's exactly how he sounds to me, too.
Yeah.
Like a liberal white woman.
The big joke here is I didn't even run that through.
It gave away was that big breath. We have bring kings here.
Yeah.
We don't even have kings here. I will not bend the knee.
There's a lot more personality than this person.
My oath is to the Constitution of...
My oath is to the Constitution of the state and the country.
Somebody please send the governor that audio.
Send this audio.
Yeah. Yes,
this. Happening right now.
Yes.
So, I agree.
Todd is going to agree. All right. No, it was not. Yes. Now, here's who it is.
My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one.
Said the guy who acts like a king of the state of Illinois.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
All right, there's the first tic-tac-toe.
Nancy Pelosi confirmed. Todd Sidney is a winner.
This has been a big shift in the game.
It has.
It really has.
Good job, Todd.
Julia?
Yeah, I went from...
yeah.
Oh, and two.
Barely on the board to being chairman of the board.
Hey! Is that in the set?
Yeah, that one's going to be in. Well, now it will. I just wrote that. Julia, where you want to go?
I'm going to go with six.
Number six, who's answering?
Annie.
Thank you. I got you, girl.
This one's kind of fun, Annie.
No, I don't like your tone.
This week, we compared Donald Trump to Neo at the end of The Matrix.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it yet, so don't ask me Matrix questions.
Every attack. There are four Matrix films. The Matrix, The Matrix Resurrections, The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions. Put them in order.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Say them again.
The Matrix, The Matrix Resurrections, The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions. Put them in order.
You've got this.
I don't. In fact. I'm going to say The Matrix is first. Revelation, Resurrection, Reloaded. I don't even... Revelation, Resurrections, Reloaded.
It's Revolutions.
Whatever. I don't think it is, or it shouldn't have been.
Revelation.
Revelations.
Revolution?
They just did the last book of the Bible. It was a real departure for this.
The one I saw.
I want to trust you on this.
I would trust that I'm wrong. I might accidentally have gotten it right, except for the names.
I'm going to disagree.
That's a good choice.
That is correct. You are correct in disagreeing. Although she was close, she just flipped Reloaded and Revolutions. So it was Matrix, then Reloaded, then Revolutions, then Resurrections. There you go. Todd Sivia.
Good job, Julia. Oh. Two, four, or eight?
Sorry. Two, four, eight. Our heads are in the way.
Let's go with number eight.
Number eight. Who's answering?
Bottom middle.
I haven't picked Annie yet.
So. All right.
Annie, on Thursday, Kash Patel was confirmed and walked into the FBI headquarters to this song.
Legendary!
All right.
Mannequin.
Originally called
Kim Cattrall.
Of course, he didn't actually. We just said that he should walk into that song. Originally called Jefferson Airplane, the band that made that song, they had to change their name once, then again, because band members kept leaving by the time that song came out. What was the name of the band?
Starship. Put it on the board.
Agree or disagree?
She was pretty confident. So,
I think
I'll have to agree with that.
That is correct. Ooh. That is correct.
I know four songs by title.
I can't believe
it. I know.
That's not your category.
Uh-uh.
You got it.
I knew that. I told you that song has great meaning to my youth. Do you remember that, Julia?
Oh, yeah.
It was a huge song.
Yes.
I must be, you know.
No?
I don't know. I don't know where I was.
Were you a middle high school girl?
I was going to say. Probably not pining after the man who was starring in Mannequin.
That right. Seems like it was even before your time, though.
It's early.
Mannequin?
But I ran it on TV a lot.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
And
yeah.
We grew up with four or five channels, and your parents left you home sick, and you watched soap operas Price is Right and Jenny Jones.
So good.
Yeah,
you did.
Kind of explains the culture these days.
Last two squares, Julia. Which one do you want?
I'm going to take two.
Number two.
Top middle.
All right, this one has a music bed that goes
with
it.
Who's your expert?
Brad.
All right, here we go. just kidding. It does have a music bed that goes with it, so I'll start playing that now, and I'll ask you the question. On the Monday roundup on Tuesday, I mentioned a certain video game with this music that had been suddenly beaten for the first time ever. More specifically, the kill screen had been beaten.
This is really loud.
Took 44 years for what classic arcade game to see this achievement?
You know this.
So, I gotta name the game.
The game. Name the game.
Oh, was this Donkey Kong?
Agree.
That is correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Yeah, they beat the kill screen on Donkey Kong finally.
Well, it's 4-4 on squares.
Yeah.
Todd wins the game with a tic-tac-toe, but this last square will determine who takes the most squares.
Hmm.
So, Todd, you get square number four.
Number four.
Well, yeah, we've each answered an even amount, so you can pick anyone.
You can pick either one of us.
Okay.
I'll pick Annie.
All right.
All right. All right, this is a good one to end on, too. Annie, USAID has been in the news quite a bit with the overspending, and of course, they've folded it under Marco Rubio and the State Department now, who says the agency thinks they have nobody to answer to. What does USAID stand for?
I knew you were going to ask that. It's the United States. Agency. I'm trying to think of something to make up. I know it's agency. I think it's agency in something, but I...
If you make it up, make it really it funny.
And it gets me the answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's United States Agency.
Don't even use the letters. We'd really know then.
Yeah. And fraud and
malfeasance.
Agency in disappointment.
Not only not the right letters, not even the right number of words.
U.S. agency in disappointment?
Agency in disappointment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Agency is disappointment.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Todd, is that what USAID
stands
for? I
know a little of something. I want to rename it, actually.
So, obviously, I'm going to have to disagree.
That is correct. And that means you have a clean sweep of the game, too.
Woo!
Total
job,
number of squares
Todd.
And...
Good job, Todd.
Yeah, you know, coming from way behind.
That was a comeback
a
victory.
Good
USAID. Anybody you want to try it? United States
Agency for International Development.
That is correct.
Todd, we appreciate you coming in with us, and also thank you for partnering with us in the show. I want to encourage people to check out civialaw.com right now. Real quick before we take a break, Todd, when people are setting up their estate plan, how often do you find that what the preparation that they've had coming into the meeting to make sure that their estate, a lot of people are paying attention to their taxes right now.
Yes.
How much are you able to help people when you're putting together these trusts, these estate plans, when it comes to lowering the burden of the tax law?
Oh, I mean, there's, you know, we sit down with clients all the time, and I think I saved somebody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Them and their family, I think over $120,000. Just in planning and just thinking through how they were going to handle some of the things and just, you know, quick planning. You know, I cover that probably 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In 15 minutes, I'll you know, I'm usually saving, you know, a substantial amount of money. You know, we do charge for initial consultations, but anytime you're paying for me to sit down,
you're getting
information,
more
value on that than the $300 that you pay for.
Yeah, I've heard anecdotes from Todd many times about situations where he sat down with families, that especially if they have real estate involved, because you have your real estate license, you understand all of these things in and out, and you're able to... The amount of money that you're able to save, that initial consultation with Todd Sivia is an investment in yourself and in your future. And the peace of mind that comes along with it is priceless. So if you're interested in talking to Todd, you've got your Wentzville office.
Yeah, I've got a Creve Coeur office, Wentzville, Edwardsville, East Alton, you know, Mount Vernon, mm-hmm. Because we do pick you guys up in Mount Vernon.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, we cover all those different areas, and, you know, we're just here to serve, you know, the public and, you know, whether you're a business owner and you're trying to figure out, tax savings. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a tax credit that's out there. I know somebody that's going to get like $25,000 in a tax credit just for being a small business owner.
Can you imagine leaving that on the table?
Just dropping it and saying, hey, do this.
Because you don't know. You'll get it. Yep. Well, Todd Sivia, he's who we went through. I'm a client of his, and I encourage you to call him and set up that initial appointment, that strategy session with Sivia Law. You'll be very glad you did. Like I said, it's an investment in yourself. Reach out to him at 833-995-WILL. Like he said, he's got a whole bunch of different offices located across the bi-state region, so you can meet him where it is most convenient. 833-995-WILL, online at SiviaLaw.com. Todd, thanks for coming in here. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Big victory. Julia, a formidable opponent.
Yes. She was.
Yes, she was. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come in and wrap up the show here, the second half of the 2 o'clock hour, in just a minute. Don't go away.